We want to go to the Lord and ask the Lord to bless. Amen. And he would pour his spirit out upon us today as the word is ministered. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, God's only son, we look to you, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, to anoint the word, anoint the service today. Let the power of the Spirit of God prevail and go out double portion upon your word, anointing of the truth of your word and the anointing as it's sent out by the Holy Ghost. And God, we praise you for it and give you the victory. Amen. And thank you for the victory that we have in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. You know, I was glanced at a scripture when it says, you know, God, there's a set time for all things. And God has, he has a time wherein that he's going to move. And I've seen a lot of things that, you know, you appear a lot of times, you think, well, we're just beating our head against a wall or something. And then all of a sudden God moves. Amen. And I believe that God knows where we're at. He knows what's going on. He knows every prayer we pray. I know there's time that there's hindering spirits that, hinder the will of God, hinder the purpose of God. But in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, it says these words, to everything there is a season. That's in verse 1 of chapter 3 of the book of Ecclesiastes. And a time to every purpose under the heavens. Amen. And I think back as I've watched God move and prevail. Back in March of this year, me and my wife made a commitment to, Lord, we want to see your total will for what we're doing here in the area. We work and help build up other churches. We build the kingdom of God, and we're seeing great things take place on many hands. And we thank God for how he's moving there. But we ask God that, God, you direct us. Amen. We've got some things that we want to accomplish. And we've watched his hand begin to move and move in finances. It's been a hard time for a lot of folks. High fuel costs and so many other things. We've asked God to move in those areas to the point that it wasn't just like you was struggling to keep the lights on or struggling to do everything you do. And we've watched the hand of God, and God has a time and a season for everything. And he told me back earlier this spring to begin a series of messages on the Holy Ghost, and, you know, and to keep copies of them and make it into a series of messages that make available to the people that request ministerial type messages from us. And we got a message we preached the mule walked on. Suzanne just run another bunch of them this past week, and that particular message was out of a service in down in North Carolina, over next to Concord, Kannapolis, in that area. And literally, I guess, in the hundreds and hundreds of that message has went out throughout the world that people requested. The gentleman pastors a big church up in Ohio. Brother Lawrence said that the message changed his life. He called me one day, and he said, Brother God, would you send me a copy of that message, The Mule Walked On? Did, and he'd heard me say something and referred to a message. And I'd said in the message, I preached The Mule Walked On, and I referred to something in the message. Lawrence Bishop. I called him Brother Lawrence, but his first name is Lawrence. Lawrence Bishop. And he's a close friend of ours. Amen. Every time we see him in a convention, he'll come running up and throw his arms out to hug us and just so glad to see us. He pastors a church, runs about 5,200 to 5,300 people, powerful church. And he's also a songwriter. And he was going through a battle. And he said, I said something at a convention, and he caught the words of it. And he met with us. We knowed him and friends with him, but he met with us for a good while and talked over some things and some things he wanted to talk about. And he asked my opinion about something that he wanted to, a spiritual opinion on. But he said the message changed his life, and he said he wanted a copy of it. So I sent him a copy of it, And he released a song just a few months later called The Mule Walked On, amen, and they've played it nationwide from the message, The Mule Walked On. But the story of The Mule Walked On is a story of God's Spirit being muzzled down and being submerged down, amen. And I tell the story of what happens in our churches today and what comes about and what takes place, because in the churches today, amen, they sure have muzzled the Holy Ghost out, amen. And to tell the story, amen, of what happens when the Spirit of God is no longer moving and available, amen. And that's the thing that I see that in the church world today, and there are very few churches that still allow the Holy Ghost to move and have the Holy Ghost to have his way and let him have his way. But we've been working on a series of messages and thoughts along this line. And I'm thinking today as we look to the Word of God, amen, and God wants us to praise him. You know, the psalm says, "Oh, praise ye the Lord," amen. "Praise, O ye servants of the Lord." This is Psalms 113, verse 1 and all the way down to verse 3. "Praise the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord from the time forth," from this time forth, "and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the coming down," or the going down, "of the same." The Lord's name, amen, is to be praised. And I have found in whatever condition you're in, whatever, you know, you have to have a plan, but you got to be able to praise and magnify and glorify the Lord. And God knows how to move, and he knows when to move. Amen. And he, as he said, he has that set time wherein he will move. But we have been obedient to the Spirit of God in these months here. We watch God do some great things. And some of them I won't take the time to even talk about, but we'll tell you about them later. But some great things the Lord is doing and ways he's moving. And he's left a lot of things just open. And you just kind of know. I was telling Sandy sometime back, was talking about a situation that had been barren against us. And I said, God told me he'd already picked out a time. He had a time and he was going to work it out. Amen. And we've got to be able to trust God, amen. We've got to be able to be obedient to God and obedient to God's word, amen, and be faithful, amen. The Bible says in season and out of season, amen. And we've got to concentrate on the fact, amen, that he wants us to praise him, amen, forevermore. From the day he comes into our life, he wants us to begin a continuous praise unto him forevermore. Amen. And he said, from the rising of the sun until the setting, the going down of the sun, every day, amen, he wants us to praise and glorify his name. And if we'll do that, amen, everything else seems to have a way of working itself out, amen, fitting the wherein it needs to fit and taking place. We've been asked to write for a national magazine. We've been asked to write you know, a message or something every month to go in it. And we written the second article that went, and matter of fact, I got a copy I'll give everybody after the meeting here today. But as we thought about the things, amen, I remembered, you know, telling people how you have to work hard, amen. And, you know, we've had a lot of people come down the pike that try to tell you that, you know, it just all happens like instant pudding. You know, you just give a certain amount to a certain preacher and it all just chase you down, land up on your porch. Amen. But I have found if you accomplish anything, you got to work hard. Amen. And we made a statement in this month's article, will be coming out for July. Amen. You can't lay under the shade tree and drink lemonade if you're going to be successful. Amen. Now, there's times that God sends people, amen, for a season, amen, before he moves them to the front line, amen. And I've had that in my life. I've had times that we run with our tongue hanging out to the point that we didn't know how I was going to ever get it all done. And then all of a sudden, God would just give a window that it seemed like that refreshment of the Lord had come in. And it just seemed like a peace would come to your spirit. And it seemed like you had time to get your thoughts caught up, to get your mind caught up, and get caught up on the things you need to get caught up on. And as you've done those things, amen, as you move forward to do those things, amen, God, amen, just give you a rest in his spirit, amen. And it seemed like he made everything stand still for a while where you could get caught up, amen, and you could have a peace of mind, amen. And then God would move, amen. And every time he's worked that way in my life, then he would change something and point a direction that he wanted me to go, and he would a new phase would come into what we're doing, amen. And I've studied after every great minister, I guess, that's ever built a ministry in this world. Amen. I spent years and years, God told me to study after all of them. And I can tell you their life of dozens and dozens of people, amen, that reached a level of a ministry. Amen. Some of them failed. God had me to study most of the ones that failed, showed me why they failed and why their ministries didn't succeed. Amen. And as I studied those things, amen, and I seen those things, amen, one of the things that I picked up that was prevalent in ministry after ministry, going back 150 years back, of men that succeeded doing something in God, they said this. They said they went in the strength of the anointing that God gave them to do what he told them to do, and they went till they didn't have no more strength left. They didn't have no more physical abilities to go any further, and then God, amen, would move, amen, and they would have to fall prostrate before God on their face, and God would renew them, build them back up, and send them, amen. I remember sitting with the guy that owns and operates Abeka Ministries, amen, one of the largest school program system in the world, and they have their vast, almost like a college campus down there in Florida. And we were privileged to be there. And as I sat and spent some time talking with the founder and the director, and he said along sometime up in mid-years of his life, and he said he was really running, trying to make everything work, and he was working to agree he was about to collapse. And he said all of a sudden one day God took over, and he said he can't explain what happened since then. God just put this in place, that in place, amen. And all of a sudden, amen, they had a ministry that astounds anybody that ever looks upon it, amen. And they've been faithful, he's been sincere. He stayed to his calling. He stayed to the efforts, what God gave him to do, amen. Name other folks that I've sat down and talked with, amen. And they've told me how that somebody said, well, did you plan for this to take place? They said, no. We went in the strength of the anointing we had to do what God had told us to do, and somehow or another one day God just went, shoo! Amen. But they wasn't laying under the shade tree drinking lemonade. Amen. Sending their $100 bill to some preacher because he said, God will give you a new caddy if I give you, you know, you send me $1,000, and God's going to give you a new Cadillac. Amen. We got more phony, baloney preachers. Amen. Pulling gimmicks and telling people and that's where a book of the money of God's people in America is going, is these kind of preachers. Amen. And that's sad. Amen. They won't support ministries that's really doing something. Amen. But they send it somewhere where somebody makes them feel good, tells them something they want to hear. Amen. And there they go lollygagging down the road, waiting for something to happen that ain't going to never happen, amen, because they've been, as one preacher said, they've been hookity-boo-cooed, amen. But today, amen, if we stay, amen, continue, amen, rooted and grounded in this gospel and be not removed, amen, don't be cast away from it, amen, but stay in the center will of God, amen. God will prevail and keep his word, and God will bring to pass in your life everything he's committed to you and everything he's spoken to you. God will not fail, but he will accomplish in you, amen. For according to the word of God, you know, in the Old Testament, amen, the Holy Ghost, amen, moved upon people, amen. Now, the Holy Ghost, amen, in the New Testament, amen, Bible said in Acts 1:8, when the Holy Ghost has come, amen, and he's going to give you power, amen. First of all, the most prevalent thing is to be a witness, amen. But you're going to have the power of the Holy Ghost, and he's not only going to be upon you, but he's going to be within you, amen. And when the Holy Ghost comes and moves within you, amen, as I've always said, you get to take him home with you. Amen. You don't have to, like the songbook, to leave it laying on the seat or put it back up in the rack. Amen. Amen. But you get to take the Holy Ghost home with you. Amen. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can be a witness for Jesus Christ. You can be empowered by the Holy Ghost. You can be quickened by the Holy Ghost. You can be anointed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can be touched by the power of Almighty God, and you can be an overcomer in Jesus' name. Amen. Why? Because Jesus said it. Amen. He cannot lie. His word has been forevermore settled in heaven. Amen. And he is, amen, victorious in your life to the things that he has so spoken. Amen. And they're not one jot nor tittle of this word ever going to fail till it all come to pass. Amen. And he'll keep his word. Amen. And he'll always have somebody that'll raise up and go and minister this word. He will also always have somebody that will receive it. Amen. And you can find somewhere where they're worshiping God and where the power of God is falling. Amen. I know in the county we're in here, it's a hard county. Amen. It's a very hard county because the dominant belief here is not full gospel. The dominant belief here amongst most of the churches is once saved, always saved. Live in your sin. Do anything you want to. Long as you join the church. Long as you get saved. Amen. And they've made the most hellish doctrine that's ever was. And it's the end time doctrine. Amen. It's the end time doctrine. Jesus said they'll come in my name and they'll say that, you know, that I am the Christ, but they will deceive many. Amen. And you know, it's people are blinded. They got scales over their eyes. Amen. They cannot see it. Now, I heard a preacher preach the other week and it was so powerful. He said, you know, if you believe the way I believe, you're going to live right and you win. But he said, you know, if I happen to be wrong, you don't have to live right to get to heaven. And I go ahead and live right. He said, in the outcome, he said, I still win. But he said, that bunch of lies you believe, what if you're wrong? What if lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery, and living like the devil, and drinking, and smoking, and cursing, and all that stuff, amen, that God does send people to hell for it? He said, what if you live your whole life doing those things, and you're wrong? He said, you're going to a place called hell, amen? So he said, think about it. Maybe it ought to be better that you clean your act up, amen, live right, do what God requires of you, and you're assured, amen, either way, amen. What difference does it make if you're living right, amen? I've always said, you know, if you're living right, it don't make any difference. I've got some friends that believe that, you know, you can sin all you want to and still go to heaven. I said, well, are you living in sin? They said, no, sir, we're not going to do that. We're going to live right. I said, well, it don't make any difference if you live right. Amen. But the damnable thing is, and I'm not cursing, I'm using the King James Version. Amen. The damnable thing is this, and got to be real careful because that one guy used that word, and I don't believe he was using it in a scripture content. Amen. But the thing that will doom your soul to a devil's hell, and King James Version uses the word, you know, plain, amen, and that which will doom your soul, amen, and will send your soul to a devil's hell, amen, amen. That is a fact that no sin is going to enter into heaven. Now, come along with the theory, and they say, all right, sin, you know, God's forgiven you of all past, present, and future sins. Amen. Why did he say, little children, I wish you sin not, but you do, you have an advocate of the Father. Amen. Why did he write all these words in his book? Why did he talk about if you do these things, you'll never fall? Amen. Why did he tell you, amen, that he's not of those that draw back? Amen. Everywhere in the Word of God that you read tells you that God is a holy God, a righteous God, and he will require the same of you. And if you don't see it that way, you're not saved. Amen. Yeah, that's plain to see. If you have not come into the understanding that it takes living right to go to heaven, amen, then you don't know God, you don't know his word, and you ain't saved by his grace. Because when you become born again, and this is the point of it is, I hear so many people say, well, if you're born again, you won't do these things. Well, if you're born again, why do you tell people that they can do them? Amen. I cannot understand why a preacher said, well, I believe that, you know, God saved me forevermore. And I said, well, no, are you lying? Are you drinking? Are you smoking? Are you committing adultery? Oh, no, I don't do those things. I'm going to live right. Well, why in the world do you get in the pulpit and tell people they can do anything you want to and still go to heaven? Amen? Amen? I mean, it don't make any sense. Amen. And that is the dominant doctrine that has put a curse over Carroll County. Amen. There's like a curse over Carroll County. You can move over into Galax, amen. And I thought about it. I was over there this past week, and I thought about the churches and the things that's going on, and I thought about meetings and revivals, amen. You can have a singing over in Galax and have several hundred people show up, and you can have singings here and won't have 15 people show up. Amen. This is Hillsville, Virginia. It is the seat of Carroll County, and Carroll County is possessed of a doctrine that says I don't have to live right to go to heaven. Amen. And they are possessed with doctrines against the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the thing you need as a born-again Christian is to be filled with the Holy Ghost of God. Our time is come and gone. Lord, bless, save, deliver, set free by the power of God.